Good morning.
Good morning, Maddie. Thank you so much for talking about New Annual.
It's wonderful to have you here on the show this morning. So the vision of the New Annual Festival is to showcase Newcastle as a city that houses thriving arts and cultures. How important is this festival for boosting the arts in the city? And why does this image of a creative hub matter to Newcastle?
It matters immensely. Newcastle does have a thriving cultural and arts sector, as you pointed out, and the largest number of artists per capita of any city in Australia, which we're really, really proud of. But what we're aiming to do with New Annual, and this is its second year, COVID smacked us around a little bit, as it has arts and culture right across the world. But we persisted with that one, and now we're coming into our second one. But we really do want to establish a true landmark arts and cultural event in Newcastle that becomes a permanent fixture of Australia's arts events.
I'm a hunter kid myself, so I am fully up to date of what goes on in Newcastle. So I would go down quite frequently on the weekends to attend different events and different festivals, different markets. Newcastle is an absolute fantastic cultural hub. So there's a big emphasis on making the arts and culture more accessible to everyone. In what ways is the New Annual Festival providing this accessibility, and why is it important?
It's accessible in numerous ways, and it's something the City of Newcastle actually takes incredibly seriously with all of our events. And we see this, I guess, most simply in ensuring that the term accessibility isn't the stereotype of physical ability or walkability, but also sensory ability. So quite a few years ago now, we started to include a sensory pavilion in our New Year's Eve events so that people who do have sensory issues could still come and enjoy it, but still feel that they were in a safe space, even if there is live music and there are fireworks. So we try to ensure that diversity and accessibility mean just that, and they don't just fall into the stereotypes of what I guess traditionally has been considered accessibility. So, you know, our inclusivity is of course particularly focused on our First Nations people. Pavilion of Sand is one of the events there that we had at the first New Annual and is a really wonderful interactive space for people to come and spend time with our First People and the community.
Yeah, that's absolutely amazing. We had a previous interview about Black Festival, which is something held here in Sydney. Very similar kind of thing where artists get to showcase their work, sell their work, talk about their work, educate people, which is absolutely fantastic. So you mentioned Newcastle has more artists per capita than any other city. So do the events such as the New Annual Festival help boost these artists and the small businesses?
Yeah, look, they certainly do. Even with our first New Annual, having been hit so hard by COVID, we still saw some 30,000 visitors coming to Newcastle for that event and over $14 million coming into the community through that event. Yeah, and people coming from far and wide as well. And that's what we want New Annual to be, as part of, I guess, that major annual arts events calendar, whether that's the Sydney Festival or Vivid or Adelaide Fringe, that Newcastle's own festival, New Annual, becomes one of that. And it is incredibly important economically, because locally it helps support 500 artists, 250 staff that work on the event, the crew, the volunteers, and also work integrated learning with the University of Newcastle, which is also really important that students get hands-on experience in showcasing and running arts and cultural events.
100%. So for the people listening, what events do you recommend seeing at the New Annual Festival, or are there any particular highlights that are showstoppers?
I've touched on Pavilion of Sand, and that is going to be running right throughout New Annual. So people will have the opportunity to come and see that one. There's 14 headline acts. Colossus, which is going to be fabulous, a contemporary dance performance created by Australian choreographer Stephanie Lake. This Land, which is a musical showcase of award-winning and acclaimed First Nations performers. And Radial, a fusion of filmmaking and improvised community performance. I think if people see any of the little promos that we have running around on social media for these events, they'll love it. Epoch Wars by Pony Express. I can't wait for that one myself. And of course, we're also going to be having Van Gogh Alive here in Newcastle for a 6-week period as well. So that will extend beyond New Annual. But I just wanted to give a shout out to our senior producer and curator of New Annual. We are so lucky to have Adrian Burnett. Before coming to us, he was head of dance for the Australia Council for the Arts, and just knows arts and cultural events inside out. So we feel really, really lucky that we have someone of Adrienne's caliber here to head this event for us.
And it's fantastic to see some of the secondary cities of New South Wales getting some light shined on them rather than always being Sydney all the time, which is absolutely fantastic.
Newcastle's beautiful. We're accessible. Come and visit. We'd love to have you.
100%. I know I'll probably be trying my best to get down there and heading it up with some family that I've got in Newcastle. We're
yeah,
so
you
excited
wouldn't be forgiven
go.
If you didn't front up, Maddie.
Of course, I'll have to come down now. I'll have to make some time. Thank you very much for joining us on the show this morning.
You're welcome. Thank you.